Yes, it is recording, and here we are. Guys, can you believe it? It's the second annual episode of James is a Cool Guy. This is going to be a very special episode because it's the second one, and you know what? I just can't believe it. I can't believe we're here today. If you told me last week, James, you're going to be on iTunes, you're going to have this podcast, it's going to be up and running. Man, I don't know. I don't think I would have believed you. I'm checking my Instagram now. If anyone wants to know my Instagram, it's james.is.a.cool.guy, all right? And I just posted a picture here showing the iTunes page saying that my podcast is up, and so far, zero likes on the post. But that's okay, you know? When you start at zero, you can only go up, you know? Or you could just stay at zero. I don't know. Fuck. So we got a lot planned here today. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering what this show is, hey, welcome to the club. I don't really know what this thing is either. I'm just bored. You know, I'm a bored guy. I got a lot of stuff to get off my mind. Guys, let's get into the first segment, a new segment. Last episode, we had a segment called News. There will be news today, too, but today is a new day. Yes, it is, and this segment is called Reviews. Right, that was the Reviews theme song. Fantastic. You guys like Netflix? I imagine a lot of people like Netflix. Netflix and relax, as they say. There's a show on Netflix, and my girlfriend really was into this show. She started watching it, shared good things, so I decided to tune in. It's called 13 Reasons Why. Yeah, and it started off like a piece of crud. I've heard, you know, so many good reviews for this show, I think. I haven't even looked at the reviews, but I don't know. And I sat down, started watching the first one, and I was cringing. The girl, if you don't know what this show is about, it's about this girl. It's actually a very depressing show. It's about this girl in high school who had killed herself. Comedy show, folks. She'd killed herself and then left these tapes, cassette tapes, and started, left them for this one kid, and then he passed it around to everyone, basically saying why she killed herself. And everyone who got a copy of the tapes was part of the reason why, hence 13 reasons. You know what? I liked it. I liked it later on. You know, later on, it started picking up. It started getting better. The first episode was cringy as fuck, just because this girl is so unlikable. But I ended up really getting into it. I liked it. I wanted to see how it ended. And I'm thinking, fuck, well, there's 13 episodes, 13 reasons why. Once we get to 13, that's the last fucking episode. It's going to be over. It's going to be tied up, wrapped up, and in this nice little bow. Yay. You know, 13 reasons why, 13 episodes. Here we go. Let's do this. We can binge watch this for a couple days, and it's fucking done because there's tons of other shows I got to watch. All right, I watch wrestling, Monday Night Raw. That show never ends. That's going to go on for years and years and years. I got Walking Dead, which season is over, but it's still, I'm going to have to watch that again. Come this time next year. Game of Thrones is coming up. There's too much fucking shit to watch. Okay, so when I read the title, 13 Reasons Why, and I saw that there were 13 episodes, the plot is very, you know, basic. you get to the end of the 13 reasons, you learn the mystery. But no. Nope. They leave it open-ended. And now there's going to be a second season of this, which I'm going to have to watch now. Oh, God. I like shows like this. I like these serial dramas, you know, where it's one continuous story, episode to episode. But there's too fucking many of them. Every single show that comes out now has to be one of these goddamn dramas. You know, whatever happened to, like, Star Trek, man? You sit down, you watch a Star Trek episode, you're like, ooh. You know, this cool story starts. You're like, what's going to happen here? And you know, at the end of that 40 minutes, you're going to reach the end of that story. It's going to be done. The cat's in the bag. You got all the information you need. And the story ends. And the next episode, you move on to another one. And guess what? You don't have to start from season one if you don't want to. Because every episode is its own fucking thing. And if you really like the episode and you really like the characters, you can watch next week's. You know? But now, that's just not how shows are done. Shows are now just fucking these 8-hour long movies where you gotta watch every single goddamn episode. And you're like, whoa, I'm really? Okay, I'm digging this. It's the last episode of the season, and oh, fuck, now it's not even over. I gotta wait a year now and continue this goddamn thing. Why? Why do I have to devote fucking 5 years of my life to finish a goddamn movie? Which is basically what these are. They're not really shows, they're movies, you know? Don't get me wrong, I like it. I liked Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad was one of the best things ever. You know, Dexter sucked ass. I stopped watching that show midway through. But there's other ones that are good. Game of Thrones, you know, that's cool. Walking Dead is a bit annoying, but I still watch it. You know, but fuck. Does every show have to be like this? Why can't it just be one season? Wrap it up in a nice little bow, and it's goddamn, it's fucking over. All right? There's this other show. What's it called? Another one my girlfriend was watching. Little Big Lies. Hold on. Little Big Lies. Yes. Yeah, that's the one. It's got Reese Witherspoon in it and, like, Zoe Kravitz. Yes, Zoe Kravitz. And, sorry, that was... And Zoe Kravitz. Who else is in it? Did I say Zoe Kravitz is in it? Yeah, again, it was a drama, also depressing as fuck. You know, it's about abuse and stuff, and all these. It's about basically these suburban moms. They're all rich, but it's drama. Check it out if you want. But again, I'm like, all right, they're gonna wrap this shit up in one season. This is a mini series, right? Yeah. Trying to find out which person was murdered and how. No. Again, they're leaving it for a second season. Fuck! How many people's lives do I have to follow? How many years of my life do I have to give? You know? Jesus fucking Christ. Can you condense this into a 2-hour movie, please? So we could just watch it and be done? Because here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. About these shows. Like, we'll take Walking Dead, for example. When you got a show like The Twilight Zone, you know, when you got a show like, God, what other shows that I used to watch? When you got a show like, I never watched CSI, but CSI is one of them. You got to make sure that every one of those episodes is good and entertaining and a self-contained little story. And you gotta tighten everything up. You gotta make every scene count. It's all gotta matter. And every episode has to feel complete and entertaining and good. And you don't have to do that with a show like Walking Dead. This fucking season was terrible. God damn. How many episodes we sit through like, oh boy, something's gonna happen now. They gotta get Negan. You know? We're bird. I'm looking at my watch. Okay, we're 18 episodes in. Something happened. Nope. They'll sprinkle some little shit in there, you know, every once in a while. And the rest of the episodes, it's just people talking or crying or sitting around. Oh, it's character. But it's James. It's character development, though, James. It's character development, okay? They have to develop these characters through the course of the season. Yeah, you know what? You know how long Star Wars took to develop their characters? Like, 20 minutes. Not even. Han Solo arrives within the first fucking goddamn minute. You know who that guy is, all right? It doesn't need to take 10 hours of a season to develop these characters. And that's the trade-off. That's what they get to do when they're extending a story over the period of 24 episodes, and they're all 40 minutes long, and they're all one continuous, you know, plot. They don't have to make every episode good. Every episode doesn't have to have a beginning, a middle, and a end, and a climax. No. They could just have a whole goddamn episode with Rick walking around, talking to his son, you know, or getting, oh, look, him and Michonne and Rick, they found a bunch of magazines, they're going to read them, and they're laughing. You know? This is, and it's all just wait, you're just waiting for something to happen. And then maybe, like, you know, one episode in the middle will have something really crazy in it. And then, you know, towards the end, the crazy stuff will happen. And you're like, oh yeah, it all led up to this, woohoo! And we're going to wait till next year. And the opening episode of next year's season will be, you know, really awesome, probably, you know, kick stuff off, and then it'll just be a slow decline from there until it builds up again for the, you know, last episode of the season. Jesus! But I still watch to see what happens, because the actors are good, and I do want to know how it all ends. Alright, well, that was review. Guys, check out 13 Reasons Why on Netflix. Alright, let's get into some news. On Google and see what comes up, as we did last week. I think this will be the format. Let's try and find something that's not depressing. All right, looking through. Oh, flour recall expanded across the country over E. coli concerns. You know, I really should look through the news before I do this and pick a news story to talk about before doing this, because I'm realizing now, and I should have learned this from last week, that it's very awkward for me to be kind of reading through these articles while still talking, like reading the titles out loud, because some of them are depressing, like I don't read them beforehand. Come on, is there anything that's not scary or depressing or sad? Smoking causes 1 in 10 deaths worldwide, study shows. Didn't they already know that smoking was dangerous? Why is this news? Last week we had the turkey. Where's the stuff like that? Jesus Christ. I'm gonna stop this. Hold on, I'm gonna stop this and pick a new story and come back. I'm sorry that turned into a rant instead of a review, but I had to get that off my chest. I mean, it really doesn't. It doesn't matter. There's worse things going on in the world, right? A lot worse. And there's a lot worse shows than The Walking Dead, and there are still more to come. So, let's talk to a guest. I found this guy online on Craigslist. He seems like an interesting guy. He's from England, so I trust him. Let's welcome to the show. I can't read this name.
It's actually Peter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peter. Okay. Oh, so it's.
That's the one.
Please welcome Peter Sarsar. Hello.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. It's great. I.
I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad I'm here, really.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you on. Your name is... Hello, Pitor. No, call me... Honestly, call me by my last name.
Really?
Yes. See, I don't know if that's really going to work for me to say your last name.
It's a little bit...
Yeah, it's just a little... Well, it's too... Right, I see. Why don't I just, I'll tell you what I do.
Go for it. A living. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I am a painter.
Yes.
I do, many different, types of paintings, but, things like bears, superheroes.
I love the bear one.
I paint villains for the superheroes as well. They're all original heroes. I don't do any of the existing,
How come?
Oh, I mean, I like being creative. I don't like just copying someone else's work, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that's the reason why.
So you don't do Batman and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing about my paintings is they are all done with chocolate. I dip my hand, I'll melt down, a Cadbury, or I'll melt down some Hershey's Kisses, dip my little, Jolly Roger in there.
Doesn't that mean dick?
No, not my dick. Just my finger.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just call it a finger.
Yeah.
Dip my finger into the chocolate and then just kind of start drawing on either, my wall or on the floor.
You don't use paper and stuff?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't use actual paper or a canvas. No, it's all over my bloody house. Yay, okay. I'll tell you. A lot of people come in to my house and they say, Jesus Christ, are you a freak? Are you rubbing shit? Are you rubbing feces all over your goddamn house? And I say, no. Most of the time I'm not.
What? Whoa. What? What do you mean, most of the time you're not?
Yeah, no, most of the time.
Why?
I'm not.
What do you mean most of the time?
Though? Well, basically, sometimes if I can't afford any chocolate, I'll actually, it's the same goddamn colour and consistency, really.
Okay.
So I'll use my own feces to do it occasionally. But that's very rare, and honestly, it's only the smallest pieces, and I leave those to the bathroom. I don't, bring that into the kitchen or anything like that unless I'm desperate.
All right. I think, do you want to maybe leave?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, I think you should take off.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me on. And visit my Instagram at PitorSassari at Instagram.com.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Pitor.
All right, well, that was, I'm not even going to say his name again. I honestly have no idea how that's said, and I certainly don't know how it's spelled. So I'm trying to read his name here, and anyway, I'm sorry about that, guys. God, how juvenile. Like, that is something that, like, an 8-year-old toddler would come up with as a joke, Like, oh, check it out, there's this... My phone's ringing. God damn it. You hear that? I can't... I'm doing a show.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry about that. So, yeah, I mean, that's like something an 8-year-old toddler would come up with as a joke. Like, oh, like, well, there's this guy who paints with poo, Jesus. Yeah, how juvenile was that? Guys, thank you for tuning into the show. God, I think we've gone over time. I mean, there's not really a time limit to podcast, but anyway, yeah, please download again. I'm sorry, this was episode, I'm hoping it was better than the last. Please let me know. Visit me on Instagram at james.is.a.cool.guy, and I'll be doing a update. Okay, bye.